Beware the Walking Dead. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40. That would be us, helping you put down the wine, the bottle, the vodka, whatever, the tequila, and pick up conscious, happy living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is a snippet. If you're new in snippet land, I'm really glad you made it here because it really is a very special place. It's not just a podcast, it's an ecosystem, and it's growing every single day. So if you're a professional, educated, intelligent, amazing woman over 40 who's struggling with alcohol in the background, this is where you belong, babe. So today, kids, we got to talk about The Walking Dead. I met two of The Walking Dead yesterday. They were. They walked right into my world. You ready for this? Okay, so yesterday was hair day. Every 6 weeks on a Friday morning, every sixth Friday, I get my hair done to keep the roots under control. Now, don't tell anyone. This is just between you and I, of course. And to keep the color nice and bright, if you've never seen me, I have black and white hair, and it's my look, I guess. Actually, you know what? There's a story behind where I got this hair color, and I'll tell it. Actually, I'll tell it here soon, I promise, because I just realized I haven't told that story. But anyway, to stay on this track, so I go in to get the hair nice and perked up, and it takes 2.5 hours to do this job. So it's a bit, monotonous. I can think of things I'd rather be doing. But anyway, so my favorite little hairdresser is doing my hair, and in those 2.5 hours, a lot of other women come and go in the salon because they're just getting haircuts and it doesn't take that long. And in the chair behind me, I can see in the mirror, the chair behind me, right? This woman comes in, it's her time, her appointment. She sits down and the hairdresser, you know, back there says, "And how are you?" And the woman answers, "Oh, surviving." And I'm like, oh my God, that is so sad. Gals, surviving. Okay, this word is being removed from the vocabulary. That's another thing we haven't done in quite a while around here. Every now and then we do vocabulary, and just for a quick vocabulary lesson, surviving is not allowed in snippet land. We don't survive. We do a hell of a lot more than that. But anyway, so I'm sitting there being all judgmental. Honestly, it's not judgment. It's sadness, compassion. It's like this poor woman. Why is she going through life just surviving? Now, granted, you know, maybe she was just answering on autopilot and whatever. But I honestly don't believe that we should say things like that even in jest. The subconscious can't tell the difference between when we're kidding around and we don't really mean it or when we mean it. So don't do that. Don't just, oh, well, I didn't really mean it. Don't do it. The subconscious can't tell the difference, okay? So anyway, that woman gets her hair done. She leaves and whatever, I'm waiting. My hair is still being done. And then another woman comes in, sits down in the same chair, and the same hairdresser says to her, "And how are you today?" And she says, "Yeah, you guessed it. Surviving." I couldn't believe it. It's not like she knew the other woman was there an hour earlier. Two in a row, gals. That's when I knew, oh, this is a message. This is a snippet. There's no question. Like, snippets come. They are delivered to me from God. I'm convinced of it, that, you know, what happens here in snippet land is important. It's growing. It's helping women. And I need help too. And so I put it out there. Okay, what can we talk about? How can I help these women? And so I get these snippets, they're delivered to me. So when two women in a row answer, "Oh, surviving," I know it's a message that we need to talk about. So I guess I've kind of said it. If you say that, please stop. But it's not just the word surviving. It's about the fact that our subconscious doesn't know the difference between, right, what we mean it or we don't mean it. Why would we want to just survive? Well, I can tell you why. It was what I was doing up until I was 52 years old. I totally get it. This is not a massive judgment on these women. For me, literally, I was surviving. up until 2018, when I had my massive blackout and my whole world fell apart, and the whole story's here somewhere. I'm not going to tell it now, but that was my moment in time when things had to change for me. And up until that moment, in the fall of 2018, when I was 52, I was just surviving. And I was just surviving for decades. Decades. Why? In fact, get this. In the years, a couple, two, three, maybe even 5 years leading up to 218, my goal in life, I had a goal. I had one goal, and it was very clear, and I knew what that goal was. You ready for this? Don't get fired. Don't screw up and get fired. Now, how's that for just surviving? Isn't that sad? That is so sad. Because my drinking was getting worse and worse and worse. I'm a college professor. I don't have to tell you what goes with that. Most of us here, we're professionals. We got to show up in life, right? And yet the drinking was getting worse and worse. And I was so sick half the time, either physically or emotionally, just like, what is going on? Just feeling like the walking dead, literally the walking dead. And I was just surviving. And so now that you're in snippet land, I wanted to bring this out and say, you know, like, are you just surviving? That's not good enough for us. We want more than just survival. We want this to be, come on, you know how this ends, because I've said it enough times. All together, gals, ready? Everybody in the back, everybody all at once. All together now, what do? We're making this what? The best chapter of our lives. That's right. That's what we're doing. This is the best chapter of our lives. Whether you're over 40, over 50, over, this is the time of life where we are going to find out what's possible. We're going to feel happiness, joy, and contentment like we never even knew existed. We're going to overcome things that have been haunting us for decades. We're going to heal relationships. And more, most of all, we're going to learn to love ourselves. That's what Snippet Land is about, gals. That's what this is about. Have I mentioned alcohol? Oh yeah, forgot to mention. And we quit drinking. It's not about the alcohol. Gals, no more surviving. I do not want you surviving. I want you kicking ass and taking names. That's what I want for you. And one way you can start today, if you want to start today, this very day, why don't you try out the Sacred Mirror? There's a little link in the show notes here, and you tap it, opens up a little form, private, 100% private, only me. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions like, you know, what's happening in your life a little bit. You give me a few sentences, not a whole, you know, essay. Share a bit of your story with me. And I turn on this microphone and respond with a reflection, not advice, not a sales pitch, a reflection of what I'm hearing. An objective second person saying, oh, have you thought of this? Or what about that? Or what about this? Just a reflection. We need our story reflected back to us. It's really important. Otherwise, it just spins in your head. You already know the story and you don't know the answer, or you wouldn't be listening to me. So try out the Sacred Mirror, come a little bit closer, and stop surviving. Gals, there will be no more surviving in Snippet Land. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.